Wanda and Ed Zurich owned 20 acres past the diner, mostly cleared land in the South End's remote interior. Ed grew alfalfa and grass for a 6 head of cattle, but a few years back he came out to find a perfect circle burnt into his field, what he later learned was a crop circle, one of those mysterious geometries created with no trail in and no trail out. One of Ed and Wanda's cows was missing as well. Ed and Wanda contacted the Area 51 organization, who sent an investigator up from their Arizona headquarters to verify that the circle had all the hallmarks of a UFO landing. Yeah, the cow was found a day later back in the nettles where it had gotten through an opening in Ed's barbed wire fence. Camino Head, it turns out, is one leg of a Bermuda Triangle of reported sightings of UFOs, the other legs being Mount Rainier and the Bangor Naval Base. Ed and Wanda began to devote time and money to the Area 51 folks, at least until Wanda was abducted one night by aliens while Ed slept the sleep of the innocent. He awoke to find her missing from their bed and found her traumatized out by the barn, barely coherent, telling him in a terrified voice how she had been taken in a blinding, pulsing light to God only knew where and probed and poked by unseen beings. It was, she told Ed and later the Area 51 team, horrible. She showed him marks on her legs and arms made by syringes that took fluids from her body and shot unknown fluids back in. She was certain they were experimenting on her. Worse, she was certain they would return. Those of us who inhabit this triangle know it to be a strange place, all right. Maybe not an entry point for extraterrestrial intruders, but some kind of magnetic disturbance that pulls the weird and the deranged from their ordinary lives. Ed was a former insurance salesman who decided one winter day to become a farmer. Closed his office that same afternoon, sold his suburban ranch house a week later, and moved here where the emanations seem strongest. Maybe we all felt that same pull. Who knows? When the farming proved too hard and the cows not too profitable, the Zurichs did what a lot of us do down here. He kept on digging the hole he was digging. Ed took up drinking as a second job, and of course his first job suffered. Occasionally Wanda calls in a missing human report on Ed to the sheriff's department those nights he doesn't show up before dark, but the deputies know to check with us down at the pilot lounge. "You aliens got Ed Zurich?" Carl, the midnight bartender, will holler to us layabouts, and more likely than not, if we don't, we soon will.